A friend of mine likes to say, look, I'll meet you halfway. I'll admit I'm wrong if you'll admit I'm right.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I heard of a man who was rescued after being stranded on a remote island for 23 years. When the captain and crew finally reached shore, the guy was excited beyond words. He laughed, he cried, he ran in circles, he jumped up and down. Behind him were three buildings. The captain asked, "What's the first one for?" "That's my house," he said. "What's the second one for?" "Well, that's my church." "And the third hut?" "Oh, that," said the castaway, "that's the church I used to go to." Well, perhaps you've been disappointed with church life too. You're not alone. One couple left a church behind because the janitor hid the vacuum cleaner. They couldn't find it. Pardon me, but that sucks. Now, I've been a churchgoer since I was knee-high to a lima bean, and I've found that churches would be perfect places if they didn't go and open up the doors and let the humans in. With people like me around, there are bound to be complications. And complications there are. Churches have split over trivial things like the color of the carpet, the length of the sermon, or the length of the worship leader's beard. I kid you not. My son Steve, who led worship for years, was approached by an unhappy congregant who berated him for allowing a drummer on the platform. Steve asked where the Bible says that God disapproves of percussion instruments. Last I heard, the poor guy is still looking for that passage, and for a church where everything is just right. Sadly, congregations have been conflicted about issues like which picture of Jesus to put in the foyer. One board argued because the budget was off by 10 cents. Someone finally settled the matter by pulling out a dime. During communion, cranberry grape juice was used instead of grape juice. Pardon the pun, but someone whined. We all know the Bible calls for grape juice. It's right there in the book of Second Opinions. Members of one church left when a stronger blend of coffee was introduced. Maybe they started the first church decaffeinated. I hope not. The Great Potluck War of 1983 took place when parishioners asked that the term potluck be abandoned in favor of pot blessing. Reminds me of the time we sang a song, Taking a Trip That Leads to Heaven. Someone believed it was an obvious drug reference, so the word trip was changed to journey. Oh, man. Please know that such disputes are not the norm. Yet some of my close friends have been wounded at church and have given up altogether. Jesus said the world will know we are his followers because of our love. Over and over, the Bible urges us to unite. 2 Corinthians 13:11 says, aim for restoration, comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. If you haven't experienced that love, I'm so sorry. It might be a lot to ask, but would you give us another chance? I go to church precisely because I need help, because I'm called to be the guy God wants me to be. Church isn't a museum, it's a hospital where broken people like me go. We'd love for you to join us. Truth is, the church has never been perfect. The Galatians were legalistic, the Colossians battled heresy, the Corinthian church broke Paul's heart, but he hung in there, and the results of his faithfulness are two books containing some of the most precious gems in the Bible, the great chapter on love being one. Maybe God wants us to grow through adversity and to trust that he is creating something amazing where we see only a mess. We Christians will disappoint one another. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the only sinless one. And if someone scolds you for bringing deviled eggs to a church potluck, just smile and tell them you brought dessert that's going to make up for it. It's called angel food cake.
Have you tried Back to the Bible Kids yet? It's our new children's ministry in the form of three mobile kids apps. Each app is designed to present children with the truths of the Bible in a fun and engaging way. All three apps are available for free download from the App and Google Play Stores. To learn more, visit laughagain.ca or in the U.S. call 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.